Soundstripe.
What's wrong with doing it that way? Even so?
Because
don't super love, but that's great.
I look bad.
I look better up close, but what are we talking about today? I kind of forget. Postpartum?
What are we talking about
today? Is it working?
Today we are talking about
doing ASMR.
I think what we were going to talk about was the first kid.
Like after a first child.
The very first one, because it's different. Like you with him now is completely different how you were with Emmy when he was like 2 weeks old, right? Or no?
Correct.
Because I feel like I was a psychopath. I had
absolutely no idea what I was doing. Just literally looking back, don't know how we made it out alive. Mm-hmm. But literally I had no idea what I was doing. Coming from somebody that did not ever babysit.
No.
Literally never held babies, never held newborns, didn't know a single thing about breastfeeding. Didn't, like, I don't know. It's a little on me, I guess, but you don't know what you don't know until you're in the
I know.
Like the breastfeeding was a complete nightmare. Still don't fully understand how to do that.
I know.
Like, are you pumping? Are you breastfeeding? Are you doing both?
How do you do both? And then make
how do you make a supply? No.
It's a joke. Had
absolutely no idea what it's
a joke. But we've talked about it before, and that's a hard thing. Like trying to almost like copy conversations that we've had before, because I don't know. We've said before like how I want to be careful, especially like saying how much I dislike pregnancy, because it took us forever to get pregnant with Beau, especially. Bristol was only like a couple months.
Yeah.
But Bodhi, it was like 17 months.
Yeah. That's
of not
insane.
Being able to get pregnant, and so. I feel bad to be like, I hated it,
I know.
But we tried for a long time, but I still did not love it. But it was like,
you love the result. There's nothing that I would ever do to change my kids, but
right.
I know that if I want a child, that's the only way to do it. And I don't love the process. And I think that that's okay to say, because I can't help that that's the only way that I can get, well, affordable, whatever. I'm not doing
right.
Whatever. You're carrying my baby type thing. Like if I want to carry my own baby, that is
that's
the only way to do
it.
And I know Parker would have, he maybe would have taken it for me if he could have. But like, the mom has to do it.
Right.
And so like, and there's no other way around it. But I think it's okay to say like, I do not enjoy being pregnant.
But it's so hard too, because it literally like flips your whole routine upside down. Because in our case, and you guys too, kind of like, maybe how long were we married? We got married in 2017 and we had her in 2019.
So we were like May marriage, August pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Like we jumped right onto
did
it.
Did you?
We did.
You because were born, or because you guys were married
we
in
were
18.
Like, we're old.
Yeah, that's so
like,
true.
We just,
oh
like,
gosh.
We literally were like, let's have a child because we're getting old.
And it's so funny, though,
like,
because when you.
Old, we thought we were.
I know. But when you have a kid, it's like. Or your first pregnancy, you're just excited because you're like, we're going to have a baby. But like, literally have zero idea how much you have to grow up. Between then and when the baby is born. Like, so we were in like our fun like honeymoon stage of life, and like literally I remember Mike would go to like B-dubs or whatever, wings, and he would go get wings and beer and just have a good old bro fest with random strangers at the bar, and I would be home and like it'd be totally fine because I wanted to veg and watch Harry Potter or something, and then we'd be like, oh, he'd come home and we were good and we'd hang out, and then we'd do it again like the next day. And then when you have a baby, you are completely flipped upside down, because now you're not even able to have like that time, I feel like, as much. It just like, it throws like a hurdle.
Like and you mean like the way you connect with your spouse, or just like your normal, like it just, there's never always your normal is not a normal anymore. You have to develop a new normal.
Yeah. And it just, it does like it. I think it like makes a challenge with your spouse, like you just, it's a new thing you guys have to figure out. Okay, what's your routine around this? Like, who's gonna get up in the middle of the night? And then oftentimes it would be me, because I was trying to nurse Bristol, which that was a whole freaking mess, because I don't know what it was. Amber told me, one of my friends, Amber, she told me there's like a name for that when you go to like nurse your baby.
Oh my gosh, I forgot you did that.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like I was almost so ashamed of it. I didn't even want to tell anybody. So I didn't even tell her until she was kind of telling me like one time that she had those feelings. And then it made me feel less bad and I was able to like talk about it. But I remember I would go to Nurse Bristol and like literally didn't even want to look at her, wanted to like just put her across the room. I didn't even want to hold her. It was like the most, like,
I cannot even,
it was like the, I don't know, like the most defeating, like sad feeling, because it's like, here's my little baby who needs to eat. And I wanted nothing
to do with her at
that
time.
There's a medical name. I know it sounds so bad to even say it out loud, but I don't know what that was. Like I would just get so almost jealous when I would hear people be like, oh, I love being pregnant.
Well, I mean, I never got jealous, but I just genuinely got so curious. Like a little bit of a like what's wrong with me mentality, yeah. Because I'm like, am I just a selfish person?
Yep.
Probably to an extent, truly. Like I like to have the food that I want. I want to work out the way I want to work out. I want to go do the things I want to do for sure.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like as being pregnant and being a mom in general, you just give so much of yourself that you like, what I have is my, like it's sacred to me. I don't want to share what my time, and like, you know, I'm very particular in my own once it's established, because I finally get a piece of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So being pregnant, you don't have anything of your own.
Like literally so nothing.
It that's an adjustment of itself. Just like you are not number one anymore. Mm-hmm. You are number two.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about, you know, the way you sleep, what you wear, what you eat,
mm-hmm.
the products you use.
Mm-hmm.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, well that's the thing too, like I feel like there's a,
which is not bad, but that's just hard pill to swallow when you're not used to it.
I'm like, dude, I feel you on that, because it is hard. Like I think so many people are like, I don't know, like everything, that's another thing we could freaking spiral and talk about, social media, and like you could go in so many different directions, because everybody puts on the internet how
it's terrible,
how everything is like perfect, squeaky clean, like, oh, I'm the best mom, I have this thing. It's hard because you get a baby that you love so much, but that doesn't mean you like had to love the process. Like I think there's a lot of guilt in not loving,
to be very honest, I don't even love the baby phase so much.
Yeah,
like you know where you have to go and the places you have to get, but like the 1 to 2 year old, like even when they're like 4 months is when they get squishy and they recognize you and stuff, like that's when I really love it.
Yeah.
I love the baby snuggles, but I don't love getting up in the middle of the night.
No.
I don't love the 2 or 3 hour increments of sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's
and I'm just being real. I'm just being honest. Like that is what it is.
Yeah.
After your first time mom.
Yeah.
Especially, but like.
I remember I was so freaking messed up too, like hormonal, but also just like in shock. Like, oh my gosh, I've got to keep this baby alive. Like now it's real. We don't just get to give this baby away. Like this is our baby. We have to keep it alive and healthy. And I was almost just like, that's why I did not love Bristol's first pregnancy. Not like Bristol, but like my first pregnancy. That's why it was so hard, especially in the baby phase, because then I would just sit there and stare at her and be like, oh my gosh.
So you're talking not pregnancy. You're talking like all of it. I've heard that somebody said, or maybe I said it. Good Lord, I can't remember. But like the fourth trimester is the hardest because, and it's nobody needs. I mean, I'm personally like, I don't love when, like, I have my own space. I don't need anybody to check up on me. I'm so vocal. I will seek help if I need it. So I don't need anybody to be like, how are you doing? How did you sleep? Is there anything I can do for you? Because I'm just so much of a person that's like, I don't want to have anybody burdened. Like I'm going to figure it out myself. I don't need to stress anybody else out. But nobody, like, how far along are you? When is it coming? Like, there's so many opinions and voices along the journey. But then when they're here, everybody's quiet.
Yeah.
And that can, I prefer it that way. But if you are somebody that like needs somebody to check in on you, nobody typically, I mean, I guess even like, okay, so now what? My newest is 2 weeks old and the whispers and the questions have died down, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But also like, if you are somebody that you're still in the thick of it, not knowing what the heck you're doing.
Yeah.
And everybody's started to shut up a little bit because the new buzz has like weared off.
It's the new normal.
That can be hard as well. And I remember, I think it was Kelsey that was, or was somebody that I know, was like, it can feel very isolating and like lonely in the chaos.
Yeah, because absolutely.
Like in the middle, I haven't felt that way yet this time, but I feel like with Emmy I did. Like you feel like you're the only one up at 4 a.m. You feel like you're the only one having to be exhausted and tired. You're the only one having to deal, like figure it out, which you're not, but you do feel like in your four walls that's, I don't know, you feel like a bit of an isolation and
Absolutely.
Who, I don't know. You're just a bit delirious and out of your mind as well. And you just have to survival mode.
I literally remember, like, that's why it's almost, I get embarrassed to talk about it a little bit because of how messed up my feelings were. Like, I don't know if it was all hormonal. You probably
had postpartum, dude.
I had something. Like, I really feel like I had something in my, like, I was just
even in freaked that, out. It's, I was hard, like, to recognize. You don't know what it is until you know what it is.
Exactly. And so I would sit there and, like, I wouldn't even want to talk to Mike about it because I was so, I felt such guilt of, like, not loving the newborn phase. And you hear about all the baby snuggles and the baby this, and I was like so excited in my head. I thought it was just gonna be like magical, marvelous, like, oh, rainbows and butterflies. And then here I am, literally, like, I remember getting up to feed her in the middle of the night and just like sitting there just like crying, rocking her and being like, okay,
this had postpartum probably, like,
I don't know, dude.
But like, you don't know until you're out of your feelings and can look back on that old and be like, whoa, yourself.
Yeah,
because with Callan, I for sure had some postpartum something. I've heard of postpartum rage, and I genuinely think I had that, where I was just like, with Emmy, I was a lot more understanding of like, oh, this is like, this is what we signed up for, like, this is what, oh, this is what it's like to be a mom, like, you don't get to sleep, like, everybody says that, but this is us living it, like, I was just a lot more receptive. And hello, with one, you get to sleep when they sleep. With Callan, I had a two-year-old then to take care of as well, and that made an entire extra challenge. I think that was way more of a tough, that was a harder transition than this one now, because my two bigs can entertain each other a lot. But I really remember thinking like, I don't want this. Why? Like, this isn't what I signed up for after my second baby. I was just like, I don't even know this baby. Like, I was frustrated.
That's something too, I feel
I think it was definitely like rage or depression. I don't know what they want to call it. It was just my hormones were hormoning. And they were like, I was just angry. And I remember then I had not started taking Emmy back to her babysitter or seeking help. She needed to go somewhere during the day so that I could bond with the baby a few times a week. We had to settle. I had too much pride. Like, no, you are a mom now too.
Like, you
figure out a way. This is your new path. But I remember being like, this baby, like, screw this baby. Like, I never did anything, you know, dangerous or anything. But I was just like angry. Like, I don't know this baby. This baby's not doesn't love me, apparently. I don't know. I just felt like Callan wasn't a whiny baby, but I remember he would have like stomach issues at night, and I was so frustrated. Like, and I was like, I can't fix him. Why? You're a bad mom. Why? You don't even, like, this baby doesn't deserve you. You don't deserve this baby. Like, I don't know. Just like frustrated. And I remember waking up in the middle of the nights for the night stuff, like, just screaming, like, oh, I'm so irritated that I have to get up and do this, knowing that, like, I had to. But it was just, the second time was just anger. I just remember being so angry the first, like, month or two with Callan. And then it stopped. Thank God.
But, like, literally, that's...
But I think, like, there was something... Stuff,
like, leveling out, if you like.
And, like, with this one, I recognize, like, oh, my gosh, that was something. Because that is... That's... not who I am, but like, I think I've just been so in tune with like recognizing like your rage will come this way, like watch out for this. It's like, I just am able to recognize it so much more this third time around, but the first and second time, like, you really don't know what you're doing.
Oh my gosh. No, that's why, like, I remember when some of Mike and I's friends told us that they were pregnant and it was their first baby, like, in my head, like, obviously so excited for him, like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be awesome. But the backside is like, dude, you're about to get your arse handed to you. You have no idea what's coming, because I didn't. I had no idea what was coming. And I can't even, like, I wonder if my body, like, somehow put, like, a protector up, like, because I feel like, half of it is just, like, blacked out, like, fuzzy.
No, that,
like,
happens.
Literally, like, some of it I can't remember.
Somebody else told me this, a coworker or a friend, somebody said they do not remember the first, like, year of their child's life because they had postpartum or something like that.
It makes me sad.
So, like, they look at pictures and they're like, oh, I don't remember them being that old. But, like, I kind of feel that way with Callan until he got a certain age. But, like, I don't know.
It's literally, like, your body kicks in and you just, like, I don't even know. Because I do. Like, then I feel bad because we had Bodhi. And, oh, my gosh, I freaking was obsessed with him, like, as a newborn baby. I would just, like, sit there and just, like, rub my nose on him and just, like, cuddle him all the time. And then... like, I did none of that with Bristol.
But did you breastfeed Bodhi too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you did. Yeah. That's weird.
For like 9 months. Six months.
That's interesting how every pregnancy, they say that every pregnancy is different, but like, I don't know.
That's why it's like, I don't know. There's just so much more that comes with it than, and like, then I was starting to get frustrated with Mike, which was not like deserving. Like, he was not doing anything wrong, and I can recognize that. But then it starts that like,
What do you mean? Like just like in the night shifts or what?
Yeah, basically. Like I'm just thinking back when I had Bristol and we were like, it was so new and I was just like in the chaos of what the heck is my life now? Like I would get so incredibly mad because Mike would be sawing logs in bed, sleeping in the middle of the night, and I'd be getting up. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, though, you. So like I just this morning told Parker, just this morning, so Jet's 2 weeks old, and I said, I might need you to take a shift on the weekend. But like I fully like maybe I'm a control freak to be honest, but I like if the baby is crying, and typically what had happened in the past, Parker took too long according to my accord and my time, you know. I'm not right, but I'm not wrong. But he would take so long to get up if it was like his turn. That, and then now I'm like, get up. Why are you taking so long? So no,
yes.
I'm
already awake. Oh my gosh, I forgot.
I'm already awake and now I'm pissed. And I'm just like, are you gonna get up?
Yeah.
Because so I should have done it 5 minutes ago.
Exactly what Mike would do.
So now I'm like, you know what, babe? You sleep.
I got it. You can't get your feet up. Oh my gosh, so, I forgot about that. I would get so mad because we would have the monitor right next to my side and I would hit him like, hey, your turn, like go get the baby. And he would get up and check his phone and then go pee.
I'm like,
and maybe
bro,
brush his teeth.
Do you
I'm like,
hear him screaming? So I just am like, you know what? Mad. I'm going to save us some future arguments and save my sanity and I'll die.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
So I haven't even
I
like
would get so
and
mad.
I honestly I don't even mind truly because we have such a system now, like me and Jet, like we just typically it goes pretty quick. The one night, I don't know what was going on that it took he was up for 2.5 hours, but that's not normal. No. So I don't know. Like and I there does come, you know, like I'm proud of myself. We've developed a routine. Mm-hmm. I understand my baby. And I'm happy with that. And like, I can troubleshoot a lot of the issues, you know, quicker than he would have to. And I don't mind doing it even honestly throughout the work week, especially because I'm on my leave and Parker gets up early. So like, I honestly don't mind that, but I was like, maybe on a weekend you might want to hop in on this one just because I was like, am I just not going to have like a 5 or 6 hour stretch of sleep anymore?
Ever.
Until he gives me one.
I know.
So I was like, I am feeling it now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to tap in.
Tag her
in. Seriously.
No, I say that though. I always feel bad. Like I have to, as my disclaimer, whenever I talk about Mike like that. And I know you're the same
I
way.
Should say that too. Parker is incredible.
Exactly.
With the
kids. They seriously are like the best dads. They really
like,
are.
Like genuinely. They so really I, are. That's just me being.
But that's part of it. Like that's something that I was not anticipating. Like in my head when we were like, oh, we're going to have a baby. It's like, okay, we're going to split this right down the middle. You're going to get up and then I'm going to get up.
And
we're
going to
switch. And
then
we're
going to high five.
Yeah.
And we're going to get up exactly
get
as
each
fast.
Other coffee and just like and hug about it.
Nobody's going to be tired. Like, cheers.
Literally, I was like, I actually think I hate you.
Yeah.
No, but he would. I remember one time, and he'll tell this story too. Like, I was so frustrated, and just like Jet, like how you guys said Jet was, Bristol had her days and nights completely flip flop. Mm. So she would literally be up from like 11 at night to like 4 in the morning,
dude.
And I was
see, he's not there
ballistic.
Yet, but I'm like, I'm gonna be.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And so Mike woke up one time to me just in the living room, just like crying, like I wanna go to sleep. And he came out, and it's literally like 2 in the morning, and he's like, okay.
I think Parker's done that before
I see
with Emmy, actually.
Have escalated.
Yeah. And he's just like, go to bed.
Yeah. So literally at 2 in the morning, Mike makes a big pot of coffee and just like fully embraced it, just turned on the lights.
See, now
on the TV.
There's
and, like,
something to be said, at least in my brain, about not remembering how to do anything.
Yeah.
That sounds so dumb because I remember like the core pieces of like, oh yeah, they're going to be fine. Like, but Jet, we didn't even ever use a bassinet, not even once. Emmy, she was
That's
in the bassinet
hilarious.
For like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Callan was like 3 days.
Yeah.
And with Jet, we're like, you're going to be all right.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And so it's like,
so
funny. But yeah. I'm like, there's something to be said about not remembering how to do anything.
Yeah.
So like, wait, how do I change a diaper again? Oh, wait, how do I,
or
wait,
even
do,
just
how
like,
do I get the bottle ready again?
Yes.
Or like, how, like just now you're like, she had her night slipped. How did that fix itself? Because
I literally have no idea.
He's not there yet, but he definitely sleeps more. I feel like he'll give like 4 hour stretches in the day.
Yeah.
Where it's only like 2 or 3 hours at night,
yeah.
Which whatever. It'll all shape it. Like that's part of it too. Like, you know, it'll all shape itself
it
out.
It does. And it
this
always
last
works
summer,
out.
Before we decided to have another child, I was just like, okay, like here I am breathing, getting full night's sleep for the most part. Like you do make it through
yeah.
the tundra.
Oh my
but
gosh.
But it's like, you know. It's,
but in the middle of it, you're just like,
you don't,
someone
like,
off
you
me.
Don't know. Well, you don't know. Like, really, you're like, is this going to be my life now? Like, I feel like I remember feeling that with Emmy. And she was a little bit more active, a little bit. I don't want to say there's a hard baby, but she was a lot more challenging in terms of she just wouldn't chill. She was just allowed.
She would randomly just like do her screeches. Thing. Oh, but she
was just
born.
A loud baby.
She came out fiery.
Yes. And so I just, you don't know, like, is this going to be my life now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, is this it now?
In the time, like, it seems like it's never going to end. Mm-hmm. Like, so, and like, looking back now, like, those really, really hard times with Bristol were probably within just 1 to 2 months of having her. By the time she was, like, 3 or 4 months.
So you don't know that.
Yeah, right. And so, but, like, I remember looking at her, like, 3 or 4 months, because I always took the monthly pictures, and just being like, oh, whoa, like, infatuated with
her. Well, and I remember being, like, 1 month was, or first 2 weeks are really hard. 1 month, you're still kind of like, holy cow, this is hard. But then I feel like once you get through 2 months.
Yes.
I remember at 8 weeks, Emmy slept six-ish hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So like, I know that there is light at the end of the tunnel in terms of that. Yeah. But like, they're only going to be this small for so long. So I'm trying to like really soak in all of that too. And like, he still smells like a baby.
Oh, it's so soft.
Like the baby smell. And
soft
so it's just
squishy.
Also bittersweet, but.
I know.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. That's honestly like this last summer was truly the realization of like, okay, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
I know.
Like we can do this because we just, and honestly with the two bigger ones, everybody has told me like, wow, it's going to be like, that's the game changer. Like
mm-hmm.
that's when it's like,
going
holy
from
cow,
two to three.
Things are just the worst. Like they're so hard, which
so
to be fair, I know, to be fair, I still have not had all three kids with me home yet by myself because I've taken them to the sitters. We've just kind of lucked out with the timing of how we've been able to do that. So I'm sure there will be times where I'm going to want to pull my hair out and like scream, but I truly feel like they are so good at like, they can communicate with me
mm-hmm.
when they're hungry, when they
right.
need to go like,
oh my gosh, it's
like,
huge.
Like that's huge. Like with Emmy, she was still learning how to go potty and like
mm-hmm.
all the things when Callan came, so that
mm-hmm.
was just double stressful, but like this time around I feel like, knock on wood, that will be all right.
Yeah, I feel like I was so well then, I don't know, like you guys had your third, whereas we are like dead set on being done with two, just because then we're not literally having any more kids. No, hard pass. But I feel like I
continue.
But no, I feel like if I'm sounding like a psychopath talking to you about it because you're
Why?
Actually like so calm and collected, and I'm just like,
about what?
I looked at her and I was freaking out, but like in general, because
you're frissy?
No, just like kids in general, like you guys had a third, good on you. I literally feel like I could not fathom having a third because I would be a panicky just like worrying psychopath.
Do you remember me while I was pregnant, aka just flashback a month ago?
I know, but that's normal. Like, I feel like
I
right before you have the
that's
baby.
Something that, honestly, before, like, I think it got worse with each child, truly, because with Emmy, I was just like, yeah, we're pregnant. Like, you just don't, I don't know. Was I just so incredibly naive? Probably,
that's exactly what it is.
Like,
yeah. The first one, you have
ignorance
no
was
idea.
Because I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean this could happen? Like,
yeah.
Oh, this could happen?
Yeah.
Wait, this could happen? And
mm-hmm.
so, like, with Callan, I was freaked out. But with Jet, I was just a ball of nerves the whole time.
Yeah.
Just the whole time.
It sounds bad too, though, because it's like when you have one healthy one, you're like, "Ooh, okay, we're good." Two, okay, ooh, that's a blessing. But like, it's like, okay, the more
I
we have,
literally
what's your
was
chances
like,
of
no,
like keep
genuinely,
healthy?
I was like, I can't have three healthy.
Yeah,
there
I know.
No way.
Ugh.
Like, what are the chances I'll have three healthy babies? And like, it's insane. Really, they're just so cliche, but they're truly miracles of all the things that could go wrong.
So many things.
And I was just telling myself, oh, I bet this is wrong. I bet this went wrong. Oh,
yeah.
I bet he's going to be like this. Oh, no, he's going to be like this. Like,
yeah,
you just
yeah.
put yourself in fits of worry. And then accidents happen
yeah.
with childbirth and
oh my gosh,
all the things.
See,
like, you get
yeah,
so close. I'm
yeah.
just like, we're so close. I just need everything to be okay. But it's like,
that's
I could not even fathom.
Yeah. No, I know. That's like the closer you get. Like, it's like you're nervous in the first trimester because it's like, okay, you need to make it out of the first trimester mm-hmm. typically for it to be okay. Mm-hmm. And then normally, I don't know, for me anyways, I was the most calm in the second trimester.
Yes.
And then third trimester.
Most like yourself. Yes. Like, hit me with the second trimester.
Yeah, seriously.
Love that one.
Cute, not like freaking a whale, mm-hmm. like you're a gremlin living under the, living under the bridge. Me.
Trying to tell me I was looking like a dang troll under the bridge? You said that with authority, looking in my eyes. Noted.
I felt like a gremlin, like a troll.
Okay. So.
Anyways, you get what I mean.
I get what you mean.
Like, your second trimester, clearly, you are able to, like, this,
you have the most energy. You have, like,
and it's a cute little bump. You don't feel so, like, it hurts to walk. Mm-hmm. And you're freaking, like, I had pains down my right hip, too. Wait, my left
I had think. Every time I was asleep on both of my, I don't even know, but both the sides of my hips were just terrible during the night, as I slept.
Yeah. And, but it's like, and then you get into the third trimester, and so you have all of that. You feel like the most unlike yourself is mm-hmm. how I felt anyways. And then you also have like the worry of like, okay, if this baby's able to live outside of my body, can we just get this baby out so like nothing scary happens?
That's literally why, I don't know everybody, but like people frown upon, I think, or it's just like, oh, like don't get induced. Like it's like a scary thing.
Yeah.
I got induced every time.
Yeah.
And I do not regret it. I honestly mm-hmm. was like, I don't know what it's like to not get induced.
Yeah.
I truly don't.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would go. Mm-hmm. Like no idea. But like if I can have the baby safely out of me, hit me with the induction.
I know.
That's how I was too.
I know.
Waiting on.
And I know that's
personal preference. But.
That's so controversial too, because everyone's like, your body was made to do it and it should do it on its own. And it's true. And yeah, that's okay. But yeah, like you said, I would rather just like,
yeah,
for my own sanity at that mm-hmm. point. Like if the doctors are telling me my baby can live outside of me and be healthy and we're both going to be fine, then like, let's do it, because mm-hmm. it just like sends
yeah.
me chills down me. It freaks me out.
I agree. That's exactly why I was like, yep, let's not play any more games.
But that's the thing too. It's like, I have always been a worrywart, obviously, you know, but I feel like it's, maybe not. Like, I do fine now, but, like, in those months, like, it spiraled.
Like, towards the end of your pregnancy, or what do you mean?
I mean, towards the end, but just, like, becoming a new parent in general. Like, you literally mm-hmm. think of all the things that could happen. Oh, no, don't eat that. You're going to choke. Well, freaking Bowden choked his freaking butt off.
Either. I literally was watching a show, and the next thing that came on was the Titanic. And you know, like, that song? I literally was like, oh my gosh, it would be so sad if my kids died.
Oh!
Like, thought this intrusive. Like, I just have these destructive, intrusive thoughts.
I know.
And I yep. paired with the Titanic theme song, and I was like, I need to change the channel. Like, these stupid, like, random, like, gosh, that would suck if this happened.
Ew, I hate it so much, but that's the thing. Like, becoming a parent, you never have that. Like, I never mm-hmm. once. We were actually talking about this, me and Mike yesterday. We're talking about how, like, we tell our kids no way too much. Like, honestly, probably more than we
you
should.
Think?
Because, like, when they're not doing anything wrong, but we're just afraid that they're going to get hurt, like, mm-hmm. that's not a reason to tell them no. But we see, like, oh, they're climbing on a toy. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, you're going to fall and hurt yourself. But, like, really.
Let them figure it out.
Let them figure it out to an extent. Because think of how many things we did, mm-hmm. like, as kids that our parents didn't yell at us for. Like, literally climbing up trees and, like, mm-hmm. doing stupid stuff on the four-wheelers. Like, just, yeah. I don't know. Like, so I now have such, like, a worrying instinct that I just constantly want to, like, just helicopter them, like, for sure.
But I feel like that's probably normal as well.
I know, but, like, I just did not anticipate myself being that kind of mom. Because, let's be honest, I was crapping all over mom when she would do that to us. Like, growing mm-hmm. up as teenagers, being like, okay, mom, yeah, worry more. Like, mm-hmm. that's not going to happen. And now, here I am being like... Don't do anything. Literally just sit and be safe. Literally just sit right there.
Well, and I forget. Well, you know, our niece had her broken arm. But then it's like, there will probably, like, there will.
Yes,
especially with, now I've got two boys.
Freaking the boys are wild.
Boys are insane. My middle boy is a bull ready to go
with
the China shot. And so I'm just like, there will be stitches. There will be a broken bone. There will be a hospital
black eyes and busted lips. And, oh,
I don't know. You just got to be like, okay, it's going to happen.
I know.
Well, because Kelsey, what, she broke her wrist. What'd you do? You did something. I did my ACL ankle, twice, my knee twice.
I
didn't
break anything. I just had like that air cast on. I don't know.
I just feel like there's just bound to be stuff.
Especially with boys. Why do my arms look like this?
This is not the most flattering angle, I have to be honest.
You're telling me this 35 minutes in? You know I have to use this, right?
Right. It's time for... Oh, well, okay. So here's the truth. I did not have hard pregnancies either.
Yeah.
That's one thing that, like, now saying that out loud, like, I don't know. That makes me feel bad. Mm-hmm. I never threw up. I never, like... I had stomach aches. I had mm-hmm. stomach aches religiously every night for all three of my pregnancies until like the second trimester. But like I was able to work out. I was not bedridden. I did not mm-hmm. have to go to the hospital. I did not ever throw up.
Yeah.
But I still, I still did not enjoy it at all. I mean, okay, I can't say at all because like you like the little kicks and stuff and you like things, to watch yourself. Yeah, you do. There's moments that I definitely enjoyed and it's definitely not like a
dreading things the whole time. Yeah.
But like it's just a long process. It's mm-hmm. not like a month or a week. It's like an entire year commitment essentially. But that's true. Like I don't know how some women like genuinely, how would they work? If you are so sick, I know some of my coworkers were mm-hmm. so sick mm-hmm. that they had to like lay on their floor during their prep hour.
Oh my God.
And like how genuinely
like that would be horrible.
How would you seriously. Even? How would you work?
Yeah.
How would you work? How would you parent? Mm-hmm. How would you do? How would you do anything?
Mm-hmm. Take care of your kids.
So truly, I've been so incredibly blessed with my pregnancies and not have had hard pregnancies at all.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, that would put me bed rest or nothing that would, like, I lived a pretty normal life.
Yeah.
Besides, just like I couldn't go run.
Right.
Aww. So it makes me, it does, it makes me feel bad being like, I didn't love it, but I just didn't.
But it also
but I
think comes
that
from
I
like,
can feel my, like, I can't help that I didn't love it, to be honest.
And
I don't know.
It shouldn't make you feel bad. Like, it's okay. But we also came from, I don't know if it's normal. Maybe it is. Whatever. We came from like a more active background before mm-hmm. we were pregnant. Like, so working out is a priority for us. Mm-hmm. And like being able to like, even just hang out and just like, I don't know.
Like, go do stuff. We go constantly do things. Are going to houses, yes. going like, to friends' whatever. Houses,
yes.
the lake. Like, we're doing stuff often.
And it gets a lot harder when you're restricted and you mm-hmm. don't feel well. Like, yeah, I think I threw up one time for each kid.
I can't remember if Kelsey did or did Mom.
I don't know. I know I did one time for each kid. That was it. And so, really, that's not bad either.
Like, genuinely, though. So, okay, yeah, but I would have those stomach aches and those were a pain in the butt. Those definitely were not fun, but like.
But it's still like you just don't feel like yourself. Even mm-hmm. if you're not like constantly sick, like you get really tired. Mm-hmm. Like there's the energy the that you're like completely out drain. Of that. And then you have like we said before, putting on the extra weight. It's like, you look at yourself differently. Like mm-hmm. I feel bad saying that out loud because obviously that's a part of being pregnant and you get bigger and that's a good thing. Like you mm-hmm. want that to happen when you're pregnant, but it's also so hard to look in the mirror and be like, oh my gosh, who is that person? Like mm-hmm. that is not what I'm used to seeing when I look in the mirror. And so having to swallow the pill of just being like, okay, your body's not just yours right now. Like you are growing a baby. Like there's bigger and better things going on right now than caring about how you look. But I 1000% cared so much about how I look. And I still do. Like I don't, mm-hmm. it's not supposed to be in a vain way. I just like to feel confident. And mm-hmm. so if I'm going to feel confident, I need to just not be.
I think that you said it. There was a thought that I had, like we already, I don't want to speak on vain or vanity and say that that's all we care about, but I want to feel good.
Yeah.
I want to feel strong. Yeah. I want to have energy. And a lot of that is where I fitness plays a big mm-hmm. part of my life to get a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. But so that, I think the controlness of that was a huge, like truly, if I didn't work out beforehand, I probably wouldn't have minded
exactly,
it as much.
Because you don't miss, exactly. Like that's not as much of a loss that you're mm-hmm. having then.
But that to me is such an important part of my life and my lifestyle of keeping my energy up and just keeping those endorphins going and mm-hmm. like clarity of your mind.
Oh my gosh. It's and, like, so much more of a mind
that's
thing for me. Oh
why I love my workouts. Yeah. And that felt like it was kind of not robbed, but like you couldn't,
yeah,
you felt a little bit like in a box. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably why I don't love being pregnant so much.
Yeah.
But if I didn't cling to that as a lifestyle beforehand, it probably wouldn't have been as bad.
Yeah.
But I do feel, bad saying that I hated being pregnant with my, spoiled little pregnancy, because it truly was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there are women that would have been like, I wish I was pregnant like you then. I was thrown up until I had the kid. I know a few of my girlfriends that have had hard pregnancies like that. So I honestly, maybe there's a reason why I didn't have pregnancies like that, because I don't know that I would have had a lot of children, to be honest. Like, I really don't know.
I know. I don't think
it
was
genuinely super, super hard.
It would have been. Yeah. Mine wasn't bad either. Like, delivery with Bristol was tough. I will never, literally, I can see it in my head right now. It was such a scary freaking visual, because I had just had Bristol. She's laying on my chest. We're having like that one-on-one time, kind of, except for like the nurses are still in there and the doctors are still in there. And I don't even know what's happening, because I'm just holding my baby, like, whoa, like just amazed that this even happened. And I hear the doctor like calling different medications and calling, okay, start this. Okay, do this. And here I am like, oh, is this just normal parts of having a baby? They just keep giving you meds for fun? Like, I had no idea. And then, like everything kind of stopped, and she just like put her hand on my, bed, like by my feet. And she was like, oh, that was scary. And I was like, what the crap is literally happening? Like, I had no idea. I'm just holding my baby. Mm-hmm. And Mike told me afterwards that, oh yeah, like I was like, I don't want to say bleeding out. That sounds gross and bad, but like hemorrhaging. Like, I was like, they had to get it to all stop. And she, I will never forget when she put her hand there, I was like, oh, that was scary. And so that delivery was like, okay, is this gonna happen again if I have another baby? So that's why I went in with Bodhi, like literally crying. Like, I remember we went in to go get induced, and I was like bawling once we dropped Bristol off, because obviously you're saying bye to like your only child kind of thing, and then knowing you're gonna bring back a sibling, it's gonna be different. But also being like, okay, hopefully that doesn't happen again, like panicking. Dude, there's just so much more that plays into it. Like, the pregnancies, yeah, were easy, but the deliveries for her anyways was not fun. With Bodhi, I was bed rest. Not bed rest, but like I couldn't work out.
For Bodhi?
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, that's right.
When I had like, I tried to work out, and I was trying to, I really wanted to stay like with like hard workouts, which was probably stupid on my end anyways. And then I had to go in to the ER, and they thought we were losing him, and we weren't. But they basically were like, no more working out. Like, you can't. And that was like early in the second trimester. So for the last basically two trimesters, I was not able to hardly move or like do active activities like that. And like those restrictions were like, dude, this is for the birds. Like, give me my two babies and I pray that they're healthy. And like, we're done.
I think that there can be even obviously trauma attached to pregnancies. Even, you know, even yours, like if you were to get pregnant again, you'd probably think of all those scary things that could happen all over again.
Yeah.
So to get pregnant several times, it is just such a, it's more than, at least for me, it was always more than just a, well, maybe. Like, you had to be very like
mentally prepared,
mentally prepare yourself for what's about to happen, because
it's going to
change.
Yeah.
Everything will change.
Yeah. It's a lot, but it's the best now that it's done. Might not be pregnant, it's not the, the best, but the babies are. Well, thank you, Crystal Booth, for being here today, for giving us your knowledge and wisdom on all things.
Lots of things up here.
Lots of things.
Knowledge?
All right, y'all. It's been really real. We'll do this again next time.
Adios.